speak to us in a clear and in a simple way, that our minds would be opened, that our eyes would be opened, that our hearts would be opened to receive Jesus. For it's in His name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. Forty days and 40 nights. We've heard a lot about that already this morning in our service. 40 days and 40 nights the Lord Jesus spent in the wilderness. 40 days and 40 nights of fasting and being tempted by the devil. I wonder, in our own lives, do we recognize ourselves when the devil is tempting us? Do we recognize when he is trying his utmost to derail us, for want of a better terminology? Do we recognize whenever he is trying to steal our thunder, steal our joy? As I've said already to the children, this season of Lent is our opportunity to actually show the Lord in practical ways that we are serious about him. That's what it's about. You've read, no doubt, in the Parish Magazine where I've said it's not about our figures. It's not about having that 40-day of a dedicated diet. It's not what it's about, though that might be a physical benefit of it. But it's about actually getting nearer to the Lord Jesus Christ. I think that it's by no way coincidence, but it's actually quite good that the first day of Lent this year was actually also the 1st of March. March meant to be the month of spring. The daffodils are flowering, the crocuses are out, the bluebells are starting to shoot. Everything's starting to come back to life. But there's an old saying that's related to March as well that you'll be very familiar with. And it is the saying that if March comes in like a lion, it'll go out like a lamb. Or if it comes in like a lamb, it'll go out like a lion. And I'm not sure what your interpretation of the weather this past week has been, because at one stage it appeared like March was going to come in like a roaring lion whenever there was the threats of Storm Ewan. And then it all kind of seemed to die down. And yeah, there was a bit of wind and a little bit of rain, but nothing too disastrous compared to what we would have had in other years. But I want to suggest to you that in itself, March comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb, actually is an interpretation of our daily lives. It is an interpretation of our walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. And let me unpack that for you, and let me try and explain it a little bit more. In the book of 1 Peter, chapter 5, verses 8 and 9, we read these words, and they're part of the compline service as well. We read these words: "Brethren, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walketh about as a roaring lion." Hear those words? He walks about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And then Peter says, "Whom resist steadfast in the faith." We can't resist the devil in our own power, in our own strength. It is impossible. But 1 Peter explains it, I think, wonderfully. He tells us, first of all, who the devil is. He tells us what the devil is like. And then he tells us how to control the devil. And this is all echoed in that passage which Sheila read for us from Matthew chapter 4. And let me encourage you to open your Bibles and follow it through with me, or open the blue books and have a look at today's readings. You'll see the temptation of Jesus. As we've said already with the children, Jesus was led into the wilderness by the Spirit to be tempted by the devil. He fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And then the tempter came to him. The tempter came when Jesus was hungry. 40 days, 40 nights without food was a long time. He would have had to have drunk water, of course, to keep his minerals right. But without food, without bread, without potatoes, without whatever you're going to have on your dinner table this afternoon or this evening, without all of that, 40 days, 40 nights, and yet I struggle to go a week without chocolate. He must have been extremely weak. And Matthew tells us in verse 2, he was hungry. And then the devil came to him in his weakness. Back to 1 Peter. Brethren, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, there's who he is. He is our enemy. He is the one who will do everything in his utmost power to have us separated from the love of God. But yet we need to remind ourselves that we read in Romans chapter 8 that absolutely nothing, nakedness, hunger, nothing can separate us from the love of God. This person, this adversary, this devil, as a roaring lion, approaches Jesus. And he says to Jesus three things. He tempts him in three ways. He says, if you are the Son of God, if you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. Notice he hits Jesus straight away at the very thing that Jesus is struggling with at that moment, hunger. He says, if you're so hungry, you're the Son of God and anything will happen, so therefore tell these stones to become bread. And Jesus could have. He could have. We know he turned water into wine. He could have done it. No problem at all. Later on in Matthew, we read about how he took loaves and fishes and fed 5,000 people with them. Would have been wee buns for him. And yet Jesus says, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. What Jesus is saying here, as he quotes scripture, he quotes Isaiah chapter 40. What Jesus is saying here is, bread will only satisfy you for a short time, but it is the word of God that will transform you forever. And then the devil plays on another weakness. He takes him to the holy city, which is Jerusalem. He stands him at the highest point of the temple. So if you put that in the context of Strabane, it's like taking it up to the cockerel at the top of our tower, the spire. I know Harry was up there once. He's got photographs to prove it. Foolish man. Anyway, right up to the very point, the highest point of the temple. And the devil says to him, if you're the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up with their hands. See, the devil knew that Jesus is the Son of God, and the Son of God would not die by falling from the temple. The devil knew it. And yet Jesus says, it is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test. Quoting Deuteronomy chapter 6. Then finally, this adversary, this devil, this enemy, took him to the highest mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world. Took him to the top of Everest, you could say. In the context here, took him to the top of Knockavoe and showed him all the counties of Ulster that you can see from up there. He said, all this will be yours. It'll all be yours if you would only just bow down and worship me. Jesus said, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Also quoting Deuteronomy chapter 6, Exodus chapter 20, the commandments that we know so well. And then we're told that the devil left him and the angels came and attended to him. This adversary, the devil, used every trick that he could. He pried on Jesus' weakness. He tried on his human nature to want control and power. And yet every time Jesus used scripture, as it is written. Back to 1 Peter. Brethren, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil as a roaring lion walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. The devil tried to devour Jesus, and he tries daily to devour us. But then, Peter writes, whom resist steadfast in the faith. The devil will come at us like a roaring lion. March comes in like a lion, out like a lamb. But it is only the lamb that can help us in our walk. We need to make Jesus the lamb in our lives, so that when the lion comes at us, the lamb will help defend us. You know what I mean? You understand what I'm saying? Don't let the devil in. Let the lamb protect us. And he will, if we remain steadfast in the faith. During this season of Lent, let me encourage you to get to know your Bible better. It's not too late to start to read that extra verse every day. Maybe you don't read it at all. It's not too late to lift it down off that bookshelf and start to read it. You've heard me say before, there's a statistic that says that if all the unused Bibles in Northern Ireland were taken off the shelves, opened and closed at once, there'd be enough dust to block out the sun for a week. Folks, start to read it and get to know it, so that when the devil attacks us, we're able to do like Jesus and say, man shall not live by bread alone. It is written, don't put the Lord your God to the test. It is written, worship the Lord your God, serve him only. Remind ourselves of that verse from Romans that I quoted earlier. Nothing, absolutely nothing, can separate us from the love of God. The verse from 1 Peter that we've been thinking about. Whom resist steadfast in the faith. All this is only possible with a relationship with the Lamb of God who has taken away the sins of the world. We need to fully trust in him. Lent is about drawing closer to him and allowing him to draw closer to us. Lent is about strengthening our relationship with God and becoming who he wants us to be. It's only possible by being in relationship with him through his Son, the Lamb of God. Let's bow our heads together. Let's take a moment of quietness. Ask yourself, maybe you're experiencing it at the moment, the roaring lion seeking to devour you. But ask yourself, are you trying to fight him yourself? Or are you actually letting the lamb fight him? And may all of us let the lamb fight for us. Father, we thank you for the warnings that there are in the word of God, in your word, that tells us about what the enemy is, what the devil is. He's our adversary. And what he seeks to do, which is to devour us. But Lord, we thank you that we can resist him if we stand steadfast in the faith. Give us a fresh hunger for your word, and out of that a fresh hunger for the things of God. Help us to recall your word, to know what it means, to understand it, and to love it. But help us most of all to love the Lamb of God and submit to him daily. For it is in his strength and not ours that we overcome. It is in his strength and not ours that we have the victory. For we pray this through Christ the Lord. Amen.